Sometime in the course of that afternoon, two working men met with friendly greeting at the stile so often named. One was a thorough specimen of a Manchester man, born of factory workers, and himself bred up in youth and living in manhood among the mills. He was below the middle size and slightly made. There was almost a stunted look about him, and his one colourless face gave you the idea that in his childhood he had suffered from the scanty living consequent upon bad times and improvident habits. His features were strongly marked, though not irregular, and their expression was extreme earnestness, resolute either for good or evil, a sort of latent, stern enthusiasm. He was accompanied by his wife, who might, without exaggeration, have been called a lovely woman, although now her face was swollen with crying and often hidden behind her apron.